Carly Pearce has a brand new song coming out with an interesting title.
He don't like my dogs. Well, I dated a guy for a short time who was not nice to my dogs, and my dogs are still here and he's not. So it's an anthem for all of us animal lovers. Dogs know best. They can sniff it out. And mine did. They were not having it.
Couple issues.
Uh-oh.
I love Carly Pearce. You know that.
I know you do.
I just hate bad grammar.
Okay. I know you do, and you have no problem calling people out, you know, I don't know, around other people, too.
I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. All I know is that the other issue I have with Carly Pearce is that I used to think that dogs could smell that kind of thing out, that they could sense if you're not a good dude, but I don't buy that anymore. And I'm going to tell you this, because I think, maybe contrary to some opinion, I think I am a good dude.
You are.
Thank you. I love dogs. I had a girl that I used to date whose dog was a little SOB. And
it was a Chihuahua mix, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. This dog hated me.
Little Chihuahuas hate everybody.
I showed this dog, didn't hate her. I showed this dog love. I brought this dog gifts because I'm not a fool. I know the way to a woman's heart is through her animals, and I happen to love animals. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a chore for me. So why did this dog bite me every chance he could? I'm not even going to tell you where he bit me.
Okay. She was his woman. And no one else was going to be around her. And I'm sorry, but a lot of little dogs are little jerks, and especially Chihuahuas. And people would be more upset with them if they could do more damage than they do. Imagine a Chihuahua's attitude on a big dog. People are like, oh, yeah, he just likes to bite, or, well, oh, you know, whatever. No, they're little jerks.
I will say this. I'm no longer with that person, and she still has the dog. So clearly the dog always is going to win.
I guess.
I'm not happy with my life now, but yeah, I wasn't happy about it then.
No, I don't
And
blame
I certainly
you.
Wasn't happy about loving that dog as much as I did and having that dog look at me like I'm a piece of garbage.
You know how much I love dogs, right? I had a dog in my neighborhood that I used to say, when it was gone, I was glad. The dog was a jerk. It was nasty. It hated everybody. And I was just like, there's so many great dogs in the world. Why does this one have to be here?
Anyway, I wish Carly Pearce was here right now. I could tell her, it's not every guy.
No.
Did my best for that dog. That dog wanted nothing to do with me. Dog's always going to win, though. It is a losing battle. 833-287-1037. Right now, let's get you on to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, because win or lose, you're going to go see Luke Combs at Petco Park next year. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Has your name been ruined out of no control of your own because of something that's happening in the world? John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. I was talking to my friend who's in town this weekend for the Padres Minnesota Twins series. He'll be rooting for the Twins. Don't hold that against him.
Be nice to John.
And let me know something that's kind of alarming to me. A longtime friend has had to change his last name. Now, it's going to make sense to you when you hear why, because his last name is Epstein.
Oh,
and
but that sucks.
He can't go anywhere without his kids getting garbage at school.
Oh, geez.
Or even more, and you know, you expect kids to be stupid.
Yeah.
But when he goes to check out at a grocery store, Epstein, how's the island?
Oh.
He's getting harassed to the point where he has changed his, not thinking about it, he has changed his longtime family name.
I'm sure there are names that people have had that at one time were perfectly fine.
Right.
But then because of something that happens in the world, your name becomes something different.
You're ruined. The name is ruined because of something else happening. 833-287-1037.
Is this Katrina?
Yes, it is.
Oh, man. A hurricane. Seriously. And a bad hurricane.
The worst one there is.
Right? That is the worst one. Are you even allowed in the state of Louisiana?
Oh, no, and I would never try.
Wow. So, Katrina, did people react differently to you knowing that your name was Katrina?
Oh, 100%.
Really?
Yeah, I was actually in, like, fifth grade when the hurricane actually came around. And so when everyone is hearing it on the news and this and that, all the kids would look at me like, oh, I was actually named after my grandmother. And so for the hurricane to come about and, like, I all of a sudden, a fifth grader getting made fun of because of my name, I was like, can I change my name now?
Oh, poor honey. Poor honey. Well, I blame you.
It's a very pretty name, Katrina.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Okay,
take care.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For the call.
Let's go out to Chula Vista. Cheryl, what ruined your name, Cheryl?
That State Farm commercial where they say, nobody burn down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh! Now, that's kind of funny. I'm sorry.
It is. And, I mean, lot, but a couple of my coworkers have like said that when I like get upset if I can't find something, and they're like, "Nobody burned down your she shed, Cheryl."
Oh, that's man. And then you want to punch him in the throat,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, I bet.
Do you have a she shed?
I did, actually.
Yeah. I bet you do.
But I don't.
833-287-1037.
Going out to Sarah Mesa. Hi, Alexa.
Uh-oh.
I can't even imagine how this has affected you.
Thank goodness we are a Siri house, because when I'm like hanging out with my friends or whenever I go to someone else's space and they have Alexa, it becomes a big nightmare. It's like it'll try and call me, or they go to call me, or they'll say my name and Alexa responds.
That's hilarious.
I'll tell you, every girl in the world named Roxanne hates the police.
Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light.
Everybody
song?
Always sings it to
it's
them.
It's such a great song, though.
I know, but if your name was Roxanne, you'd be annoyed, too.
And we had a friend that we used to work with named Damien. When mm-hmm. those Omen movies came out, yep. He's like, "I'm not the devil, okay?
Yes.
It's not my fault they named the devil Damien."
Dammies. College of Hollywood. Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Out to Poway we go. Hi, Shauna.
Hi, John.
I just had such a memory, Tammy. Shauna, when Tam and I first got the job offer here, we knew nothing about Southern California, and we were trying to find some good school districts to enroll our children in, and we're looking online, as one would do.
And I talked with a former boss of mine who used to live here, and I asked him, what's better, this or Poway?
Yeah.
And
what
he
do you
said,
know about the Poway school
he
district?
He goes, well, it's Poway.
Shauna, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio, please.
All right, Tammy, get out of here.
All right, good luck.
Shauna, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100. Thanks to West Automotive Group. 5 San Diego locations. AAA rated the highest quality automotive service and repair in San Diego County. Also want to remind you, Shauna, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay, thank you.
For some reason, there's still the MTV Video Music Awards, and for some reason, Madonna leads this year's nominations with 11. So, what's older, MTV or Madonna?
Ooh, I'm going to say Madonna.
Tom Holland will likely make more than $100 million for Spider-Man Brand New Day, thanks to a $20 million salary and his cut of the profits. What is the name of Zendaya's character in these movies?
Oh my gosh, I'm not a Spider-Man person, so I have no idea.
Okay. A list of movies that revived an actor's career includes John Wick for Keanu Reeves. In that movie, Russian thugs kill John Wick's dog and steal his car. What kind of car was it? A 1969 Chevy Camaro SS, a 1969 Ford Mustang Mach 1, or a 1970 Dodge Charger Turbo?
I'm going to say the Dodge Charger.
Tonight, a new Reacher will air on Prime Video. Who starred in the Reacher movies?
I'm so bad with the movies. I have no idea.
All right. And finally, Sebastian Stan has confirmed he's playing Harvey Dent, the guy who becomes Two-Face in the Batman 2. This is not Sebastian's first time in the world of superhero movies. Who does he play in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
See, this is where I suck. The movies. I can't do the movies.
I'm sorry, Shauna.
I don't know.
Shauna, next time I'll know. Let's get Tam back in.
Yeah.
All right, what's going on with you today?
Just dropped my son off at school. Just going to run some errands, probably.
Does he also go to school in the Poway School District, like Tam and I?
He sure does.
Oh, that's great.
The Poway.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. Shauna today did 1 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
Oh.
For some reason, there still is an MTV Video Awards, and for some reason, Madonna leads the way with 11 nominations.
Hmm.
What's older, MTV or Madonna?
Oh, well, Madonna.
Yeah, okay. Some people might not know, Tammy. Madonna is 68, MTV is 45, and it's 1-1. Tom Holland will likely make more than $100 million for Spider-Man Brand New Day, thanks to a $20 million salary and a cut of the profits. What is the name of Zendaya's character in these movies?
MJ?
MJ. Yeah. I would have also accepted Michelle. That's the name on her birth certificate. It's 2-1, Tammy. A list of movies that revived an actor's career includes John Wick for Keanu Reeves. In that movie, Russian thugs kill Wick's dog and steal his car. What kind of car was it? A 1969 Chevy Camaro SS, a 1969 Ford Mustang Mach 1, or a 1970 Dodge Charger Turbo?
The Ford.
It is the Mustang. Shauna went with the Charger. 3-1 Tam. Tonight, a new Reacher will air on Prime Video. Who starred in the Reacher movies?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise was. Jack Reacher. I'd love the Reacher TV show. You watch it at all?
I have not.
It's so good. It's so violent. What? I just love violence. It's just 4-1, Tammy. And finally, Sebastian Stan has confirmed he's playing Harvey Dent, the guy who becomes Two-Face in the Batman 2. This is not Sebastian's first time in the world of superhero movies. Who does he play in the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Pretty intricate part.
I can't picture what his face looks like by his name. I don't know.
He is Bucky Barnes, a.k.a. the Winter Soldier.
Oh.
And I think there should be a law.
Oh.
If you are in Marvel Cinematic, you cannot be in D.C. and the same
day.
It's just too confusing.
It is.
Shauna, today, Tam beats you by a score of 4-1. You're not going to get any of her money, but we're going to hook you up with a great prize.
You'll be going to Petco Park on June 26th to see Luke Combs.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you, guys.
All right, Shauna. Good news is you got plenty of time to plan your night. In the meantime, we've got this for you.
I'm Shauna Mpawe, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
This is new artist Tori Rose. I'm a little bit south of Southern Honey, where the draw gets thick and the nights get sunny, where the girls wear friends and raise a little thunder, got a heart like fire and a wild sound on her. Sweet ass tea, but I ain't no other. I'm a little bit south of Southern. Tori Rose is with us. Tori Rose is going to be part of our Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge live show Saturday at the Valley, Mission Valley's Mall, right off the 8 where you'll see the big Target. That's where we're all going to be. Now, Tori, we're meeting you for the first time. So are our listeners. So tell us a little bit about Tori Rose, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, so I am a 21-year-old country singer, obviously. And I've been doing music literally all my life. It's been the only thing I've ever done. I grew up in southwestern Pennsylvania, and then I moved down to Florida when I was in high school. And when I moved to Florida is when I really started doing music full-time, and I started working with an artist development company. And then I graduated high school early, and then I moved up to Nashville about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. And I've just been doing the music even harder since I moved up there, and this year is when I started having like my song played on big radio stations, which it's just so crazy about, like, it's everything I dreamed about since I was a little girl. And it's so crazy it's actually happening.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So now I've been in Nashville doing it all. And yeah, that's pretty much, there's honestly not much to me. I've really only done music.
Well, I was just going to ask you, do you remember the very first time singing, the very first song you ever sang when you were very little?
Oh, that's a good question. I know my mom said, so she said she knew I could sing when we had like the old Wii stations that had like karaoke games. And I think it was probably like a Disney princess song. We had like Disney princess karaoke.
Okay.
And I want to say it was like Little Mermaid or something. But
nice.
She said it was when I would sing those songs is when she was like, holy crap, she's on pitch. Because like those games would tell you if you were on pitch or not. And she was like shocked.
I always crash those games. As soon as I sang, it just seriously just shut off. We are with Tori Rose. Tori has been kind enough to hang out with us this weekend for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge live show. Tori, I bet you get this a lot as a young woman who's a country singer from Pennsylvania. Is there a lot of pressure from a Pennsylvania country singer who happens to be a young female to be from, oh, I don't know, like another successful country singer from Pennsylvania who happens to be a female? I'll give you a clue. Her name rhymes with Raylor Rift.
I don't know. The funny thing is I feel like there's a lot of pressure being just like a country singer in general from Pennsylvania. Like, I know there's so many of us, but when you say like, oh yeah, I'm from Pennsylvania and I do country music, they're like, how did you get into it? And I'm like, country music is literally everywhere in Pennsylvania. And I think that's like the funny thing about like growing up there is that, you know, I grew up in the middle of nowhere up there, and I feel like people can't imagine that in Pennsylvania. But I definitely think there's a little bit more pressure behind it, being like, I'm not from the South or anything. But I just take it all with a grain of salt, and I'm like, I grew up with country music, and this is what I love and what
good
I love
you.
Singing.
Yeah. By the way, I used to live in upstate New York, and we would drive back and forth to Chicago all the time. Mm-hmm. Believe me, Tammy, there's lots of wide open spaces mm-hmm. in Pennsylvania.
I bet there is.
Oh, that
yeah.
I know.
I bet there is. Well, Tori, we really look forward to seeing you on Saturday, getting to hear you play. Thanks again for agreeing to come be a part of this.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
All right,
you bet.
Tori. We'll see you on Saturday.
Okay, see you guys Saturday. I can't wait.
We can't wait. You shouldn't be able to wait either. This is huge. Everybody loves Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and now you get a chance to play Tammy live, and everybody we pick will have five contestants between 11 and 1. Everybody we pick, you're winning a trip for two to Vegas to see Old Dominion.
Yeah, you can't get any better than that. Oh, and by the way, if you beat me, you also get the $100. Tomorrow, 11 to 1 at the Valley, former Mission Valley Mall, you know, the one off the 8 by Target. We want to see you, and let's have some fun.
Directions at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show. I don't think we ask a lot of our friends and listeners, Tammy. Do you?
No, we just want you to listen and enjoy what you're hearing.
Yes.
And we can't force that. You have to like it or you don't.
I am asking a favor this weekend. So I'm going to be out and about with my buddy Nate.
Mm-hmm.
He's flying into town because tonight the Minnesota Twins, his favorite team, and you know, my hometown team, a team that I grew up loving as
right.
well. I'm a Padres guy now, but I still have a very, very, very warm heart for the Twins. Anyway, he's in town for that series. And my buddies love to give me crap.
That I know. I've heard it. I've seen it. I've read texts.
They will go ahead. They think that this job that I have is all playtime all the time. They
sure.
ask me how many times a morning I play the kazoo. They
oh
ask
my
me how
God.
Many game shows I host. Listen, you know, it's just...
You got your boys, and you guys bust each other. I get that.
But it just seems to... Maybe I'm just oversensitive, but it seems to me that I get... railed on a lot for my job than more than any other guy does.
Well,
and I
listen,
think mostly because their jobs are boring and yeah.
No, you can't rail on a doctor, right?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, he's a doctor. What are you going to say about that?
Another doctor.
Yeah,
Nate's a teacher.
Right?
I can't rip on him.
Can't rail on that.
Because I don't rail on people's jobs. It's what they do. So anyway, my favorite is this. I'm taking Nate to the game on Sunday. We'll be at Petco Park both days. Now, I know you got your life. I know you got something going on. If you see me and you see this big galoot Nate next to me, as you're walking by, if you can just... Hey, I heard something really funny on John and Tammy. Or do you know that John and Tammy have raised millions for St. Jude? I don't know, just off the top of your head.
Or they can come up to you and go, oh my God, it's John from John and Tammy. I love you. That would be great.
I mean, if you wanted to do that, I would certainly never ask you to. But if Tammy did, I can't stop her. I can't stop her from saying it. My point is that my boys think I'm a clown.
John, I think it's very sweet that you're asking people to kind of show up for you a little bit here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
I never asked anybody. I just, you know, maybe brought the subject up and hope that you thought it'd be a good idea.
There you go. And by the way, go Padres.
Go Padres. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Okay, guys, I'm quitting the show. I know that's...
Well, that was abrupt.
I'm sorry. I know. I just figured rip the Band-Aid off. And don't be jealous, producer Jessica. Don't be jealous, John. But I got two of these yesterday. Two different men are vying for this position for me to fill. DMs and Instagram. This is from Jason. Hey, sweetie. I'm looking for a loyal and trustworthy sugar baby to spoil with lots of gifts.
I thought you were serious for a second.
Hang on. And pay her a weekly allowance of $5,000 in exchange for just attention and advice. A heart emoji. I don't even request nudes or meetups.
At least he's straightforward with what he wants.
So this guy is going to give you $5,000 a month.
That's what
just
he
to
says.
Listen and understand him?
Just to listen and understand.
Tammy got this obvious scam.
Hey, how do you know it's a scam? Because the other guy, unfortunately, I already deleted it, but the other guy, he had like 40,000 followers. This guy only has 99. So you need to find yourself a sugar mama.
Got to be better looking too. Let's be honest.
Oh come on.
No, I can be honest. I'm not. I don't think I'm sugar mama quality. I'll just put it that way.
How do you know?
Because I've seen some of the women that are sugar who have sugar daddies.
Yeah.
There's a reason why old men give them money.
I guess.
Because as Jessica said, they're real pretty.
So Jason's not going to pay me $5,000.
You know what? You can dream. You can dream. I would hesitate with the 2 week notice here. That might be a one like a weekend email. Write it on Friday but send it on Monday. You know what I mean?
All right.
I want to think about it. By the way, wouldn't it be hilarious if there's some dude right now crying because Jason didn't get a return from Tammy? He's
I know.
I have this
Jason's
money.
Like,
I just want to give you the money.
I'm serious.
Listen,
Tim.
Understand me. You're a pitcher?
Kind of, yes, and it's a private account. But here's his line above in his Jason Gregg. My life is made up of two jokes: my work and my salary. Wait a minute.
What does that mean?
How is he going to pay me $5,000 a week if his salary is a joke? I don't get it. He's not really a sugar daddy.
Wow, shocking. And in even more shocking news, I bet he wouldn't mind a nude picture. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Tammy, let's go out to Kalina in Vista. Hi, Kalina.
Good morning.
Kalina, please do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, get out of here.
All right.
Wow. All right, Kalina. 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100 thanks to West Automotive Group. 5 San Diego locations, AAA rated the highest quality automotive service and repair in San Diego County. Also need to let you know all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Happy birthday to Al Roker from the Today Show. What is Al's main job on the Today Show?
The weather. I'm not sure. I don't watch it anymore.
An AI-generated Val Kilmer appears in an upcoming movie called As Deep as the Grave. He previously signed on to the movie before his death, and his estate gave permission for his likeness to be used. Who did Val famously play in Top Gun and its sequel?
Oh, my God, it would kill me. I have no clue.
The cast of Sons of Anarchy is doing a new series where they play the cast of the Sons of Anarchy. What network aired the Sons of Anarchy?
Paramount?
The cheese pizza in a Goofy movie is ranked as the most mouth-watering food in movies. It's followed by the milkshake in Pulp Fiction at number 2. In that movie, how much is the milkshake that Uma Thurman's character orders while out with John Travolta's character?
50 cents.
And finally, happy birthday to Amy Adams, who co-starred with Patrick Dempsey in this 2007 movie about a princess-to-be named Giselle, who is exiled from her animated world into the live-action world of New York City. What's the movie?
Enchanted.
Let's get Tam back in. Kalina, what's going on with you?
I'm doing good. I just dropped my oldest off at school. Now we're just chilling at home with my youngest.
And how old are the kids? How old's the oldest?
I got a big gap. I got 10 and 2.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So, Tammy, Kalina did 2 out of 5 today.
Okay.
Tammy, happy birthday to Al Roker from the Today Show. What is Al's main job on the Today Show?
He's the weatherman.
Yeah, the weatherman. Kalina guessed, got it right. 1-1. An AI-generated Val Kilmer appears in an upcoming movie called As Deep as the Grave. He signed off on it, as did his estate, before he passed away, so no worries. Who did Val famously play in Top Gun and its sequel? I'll just take his, you know, nickname.
Iceman.
Iceman is right. Kalina did not know. I'm sorry. 2-1, Tam. The cast of Sons of Anarchy is doing a new series where they play the cast of Sons of Anarchy. What network aired that show?
FX?
Yeah, that's right. 3-1, Tam. The cheese pizza in a Goofy movie is ranked as the most mouth-watering food in movies. God, I have no idea.
Did they not see any other movies?
Well, it's followed by the milkshake in Pulp Fiction at number 2. In that movie, how much is the milkshake that Uma Thurman's character orders while out with John Travolta's character?
Well, I have absolutely no idea because it's been a long time since I don't know, $18.
I'll have the $5 shake.
Did you just order a $5 shake?
Mm-hmm.
That's milk and ice cream.
Last I heard.
That's $5. You don't put bourbon in or nothing?
It's a $5 milkshake.
Oh.
And it's now still just 3-1, Tammy. And finally, happy birthday to Amy Adams, who co-starred with Patrick Dempsey in this 2000 movie. I'm sorry, in this 2007 movie about a princess-to-be named Giselle who was exiled from her animated world into a live-action world of New York City.
Oh, what was the name? Ella Enchanted? Nope.
Just Enchanted.
Oh, Enchanted.
That's all we're looking for. And Kalina knew that. So today we finish with a score of 3-2, Tammy. You're not going to get any of Tam's money, Kalina, but we're going to hook you up with something pretty sweet.
You are going to see Luke Combs next June at Petco Park.
Yay!
Kalina, have a wonderful day. Clearly you're stoked about that. Before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
I'm Kalina Invista, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
I know this is going to be a problem starting Monday morning because of what's happening everywhere across America this weekend.
That's
fantasy football. We've already lost you a couple times this morning, John.
Oh, man. What was the reason?
Talking to people in the hallways, we're like, oh, no, it's that time of year again.
Oh, stop it. Would you stop it? I don't act this way when you guys have your little things with whatever you love.
Well, that was good, John.
I don't know. What?
That was good, yeah.
All right. I can't argue when she's right. Yeah, it's that time of year, and I've got a dilemma because this Saturday we're working. We're doing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge Live Tour, which I'm stoked about. But unfortunately, it falls right at the same time of one of my fantasy drafts. Oh, so I'm actually doing something I've never done before.
Okay.
I'm having somebody draft for me. And you know this guy, Tam.
Okay.
It's our old pal, Cooker. Jeff Cook, who ironically, years ago, I'm talking a long time ago, when I first started out in radio, he and I hosted a very not listened to at all fantasy football radio show.
Oh.
How not listened to was it? It was on an AM station.
I didn't even know you did that.
Kids, ask your parents what AM means. Uh-huh. Anyway.
Why? And he's agreed to do this for you?
Yes,
why?
Well, let's ask the man himself.
Hello.
Hey, man. Thanks for taking the time. I don't know how long it's been since you talked to Tammy.
Oh, my God. Forever, Jeff. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am good. I have so many questions. Why did you say yes to helping out John?
It's a funny story because my wife says, you don't have any friends. You don't talk to anybody. And I'm like, I talk to people. Don't worry about that. I said, you know, John Flint is going to be calling me any day now because fantasy football is coming around the corner. 24 hours later, he calls me like, Cooker, what's going on? So he asked me to do this. And I was like, of course. We did the show 30 years ago for fantasy football. And of course, I would do that for him.
How long will this take for you to sit and pick John's team for him?
I would guess an hour and a half, 2 hours, maybe.
Okay.
Max.
Is John giving you anything for doing
God.
It? Like, hey, dude, let me get you dinner. Let me buy you a round of drinks.
Is it so hard for you to just know that we are friends and this is what friends do? No, there has to be something. Cooker, go ahead and answer Tammy's question.
You have offered me nothing.
Thank you. We're friends. That's what friends do.
And I'm sure that if he wins the league, there will be some form of a dinner involved at some point, but who knows when we're going to see each other.
But I would hope so.
Listen, you have to understand, this is like asking your girlfriend or boyfriend to move in with you or marry you. This is a big deal.
I know. Asking that's why, why aren't you giving him a ring then?
Wait.
At least a key to the house.
A drawer. Give him a drawer.
No.
What I'm saying is, I know it's hard for you to understand that this big thing I'm asking my friend to do, no bribery. It's because we're genuine friends. It's because this is what genuine friends do. I'm sorry. It's so hard for you to understand that. And yes, when hopefully I win the fantasy league that Jeff is going to be kind enough to help me, well, basically draft my team for me.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'll give him a little slice of something.
I would hope so.
Of course I will.
Now,
but
Jeff,
that's not your concern.
It is now because you brought it up to us.
Did you give him instructions? Like, does he have instructions of the players?
Jeff Cook, you want to answer that? Have I given you instructions yet?
You have not given me instructions yet. You've given me ideas and thoughts. You can do a mock draft. I did like four of them, and every time that I do a draft, he gets an email.
So this is more than 2 hours of his time.
Yeah. I think what you're all thinking right now, listening to what Jeff just said, is how in the world did these guys get any women to sleep with them? And the answer is, we don't know.
Wow.
I know. Mysteries.
Wow.
Mysteries of the world.
It's sports, Dungeons, and Dragons.
Yes, it is.
There's no other way to put it. There's no other guy. Never thought of it that way, but that is exactly what it is. All right. Well, listen. Hey, I appreciate you. Thank you, friend. And I know that we're going to talk many, many times before Saturday when I'm hosting Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge Live. Jeff, my good friend, Jeff Cook, will be drafting my fantasy, my championship fantasy team for me. First time this has ever happened in my life. That's how close we are. How about that?
I'm excited. I can't wait.
You see? Good luck for all of you in your fantasy draft this weekend. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Tammy is very, very nervous. She has been all week, but now that the show is basically over and we are talking about what's literally going to happen tomorrow, our next appearance tomorrow. It's very real now that tomorrow, okay, Tammy is going to be live in front of thousands, maybe millions of people at the Valley in Mission Valley, a Tammy College of Hollywood Knowledge Live Tour Live.
I know. I'm very nervous because it's just different when you have a bunch of eyeballs staring at you. It's one thing to look into your own microphone or just look at John, who I've looked at for 26 years.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But it is a little nerve-wracking, but it's going to be super fun. That I know. Not only are we doing the College of Hollywood Knowledge Live, we have an artist coming to perform in between each game. Her name is Tori Rose, and we also have a cheer squad to do the opening of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. But what's really great is anyone can play. You'll come, you'll register, and if your name gets picked, not only will you play the college, but you'll automatically win a fantastic prize.
Yeah, we are going to give you, just give you, a trip for two to Vegas. We're going to hook you up with a 3-day, 2-night stay at Fountain Blue. We are going to give you tickets to see Old Dominion, who's having a residency there. Mm-hmm. We're even going to get you $150 to eat and drink. So there you have it. Not winning against Tammy, mm-mm, just taking her on, which means if you show up and you fill your name out and we pull your name and say, hey, look at you, Ned Bleeder. Horrible last name. Ned Smith. Why would I do that? Why? Of all the names? Ned, you're going to go. Yeah. And Ned, win or lose, pal, right, you just won a trip to Vegas for you and your buddy, who it's hopefully comes up with a better last name for you.
Tomorrow, 11 to 1, The Valley, formerly the Mission Valley Mall. You know the one that has the Target right next to it, right off the 8. Show up, register, and hopefully we can send you to Vegas. Plus, we're playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge Live.
We'll see you tomorrow. Directions are at KSON.com.